Happy Sabbath, church family.
Happy Sabbath.
Is it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
I heard that. Always. Praise the Lord. So glad to have you. Thank you, Sister Dawn, and for all those who led out in a worship service today. We thank you. For those of you who are visiting with us today, we are glad you're here. Give me a shake of your hand right here. You're visiting with us. All right. Thank you for joining us for worship today. If you're online, we want to welcome you as well. All right? We want to welcome you. I tell you, the Lord is good to us.
Amen.
He's an awesome God. We don't deserve his blessings, but you know what? He lavish it upon us anyway. Today, I'd like for you to join me in the Word. 2 Samuel chapter 15. While you're turning there, it's so good to have Brother Cruz and his family here with us today. Hello there. I'm Pastor Harris. Glad that you're able to come. How are you related together? They're cousin. All right. And then we have Sister Sally and her mom here with us today. We just want to share with you that our prayers are with you. And the good thing we can have hope, knowing that your mom is at rest, awaiting the call from our Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those who sleep in Jesus, because it's not the end for them. Hallelujah. There is a coming that we all look forward to. Praise the Lord. Today, I'd like to share with you a brief word from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 15. I'll be reading from verse 18. 2 Samuel, chapter what?
15.
And the thought for today is, Ittai, with me. Let me say it again. Ittai, with me. Bible says in verse 18, then all the servants passed before him, and all the cherubs, the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men who had followed him from Gath, passed before the king. Then the king said to Ittai. Then the king said to Ittai, the Gittite. I just love that. We have much to learn today, you know. Then the king said to Ittai, the Gittite, why are you also going with us? Return and remain with the king. For you are a foreigner and also an exile from your own place. In fact, you came only yesterday. Should I make you wander up and down with us today? Since I go, I know not where. return and take your brethren back. Mercy and truth be with you. But Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely in whatever place my lord the king shall be, whether in what? Death or life, even there also your servant will be. Hallelujah. And then finally, so David said to Ittai, go and cross over. Then Ittai the Gittite and all his men and all the little ones, the what? The little ones, don't forget that. We're going to come to that. All the little ones who were with him crossed over. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. You have blessed us, Father, with these stories of your people of old, so that we can derive measures of spiritual blessings for our walk with Jesus today. And I just ask, Father, that as we read your word and seek your guidance, that you would teach us, that you would guide us, that you would just fill us with your presence. Father, I commit all that I am into your hands. My sole purpose is for you to be uplifted and for Jesus to be seen before the people in all of his glory. I just ask, Father, that you'll take full control of all that I am, my mind, my voice, everything, and that you'll speak to me directly and through me to your people. Father, I ask that for us today, whatever you teach us, it will not just be words, but it will be words of life. Words that will move us to make changes in our relationship with you. So may you be praised, honored, and glorified. And may your people be blessed along with the preacher. In Jesus' name, amen. For all those future baby mothers and fathers, I would like to submit a name for your baby today. A name for you to really consider. It's a powerful name. It's more powerful than John, are you with me? More powerful than Andrew. This is a name that needs to go viral. It's of a man called Ittai. I looked up his name in the Hebrew language. His name means with me. Are you with me? With me. In other words, this brother's name is like crazy glue. He's ready to stick on someone forever. Are you with me? When he sticks, he's not going to leave. The more I read about this man in the scriptures, I wonder why is it that his name has not been proclaimed as much as it should have? It's because of how he lived. His story is very intertwined with the story of David, the king. Sure enough, We have many people with that name today, and they love that name, David. Why? Because David, even though he was a king, he was a man of the people. David, even though he was a king, he was a person who was afflicted with failure. Hallelujah. David was a man that even though he sensed the weight of his guilt and shame, he made sure he put his life story in Psalm 51, where we will see that was not his entire life story of being a murderer, of being a liar, an adulterer, and so on. David made sure that he stayed very clearly. That he saw his God as the great forgiver of sins. Amen? He saw where all of his iniquities can be wiped out by simply confessing them to the God of heaven. Amen. David's story is a powerful one. His own son, Absalom. His own son decided to take the reign of his father from over the kingdom of Israel and placed it upon himself. And he connived. He was so very shrewd in how he dealt with the people. And he got the people to like him. And then he made a move. And he knew his father would not like that. But that's what the enemy is like, isn't it? The enemy has a way of coming into our lives through the back door, sometimes through the front door, the side door. Whatever way he can get in, he will get in. Sure enough, Absalom was a man of the, became a man of the people, the very same people who was there for David. Somehow changed their allegiance to now be a people behind Absalom, David's son. And one day word came to King David that Absalom is being declared as a king of the people. And David decided to leave. Are you following? I wonder why David didn't just fought back. Maybe because he knew that Absalom at that time had the command over the people. Behind his very back. This was a son of David. And in fact, at that time, he was only there in the kingdom because David gave him grace. For all that he did before, David forgave him. Bless him with grace, showed him love and compassion, and he shouldn't have at that time, but he did it anyway, which tells us how God treats us. This man took the kingdom, and David rallied all that he could, all the people who were willing to support him, and David left. Are you with me? Let's go back to the story in verse 15. In verse 18, sorry. Then all the servants passed before him. And all the Kerizzites and the what? Pelizzites and the Gittites. 600 men who had followed him from pass before the king. Then the king said to Ittai, Ittai the Gittite. Do you know who are the Gittites? In fact, it said he came from where? from Gath. Do you know who those peoples are? Who those people were? They were the Philistines. In fact, if Ittai was from the Gittite and from Gath, do you know who lived in Gath?
Goliath.
Hallelujah. So in other words, this was a man that was living in a city for how many years? A city that was the enemy of God. That was how he was raised. I can imagine, I don't know, but maybe he was there when David was fighting with the giant. I wonder why he had such a heart for David. I just wonder, maybe he wasn't there, but maybe he heard the stories at least. Are you following?
Yes.
So this man had his beginning with a people who was against his God. And yet still, when David was leaving the court gates and heading out of the city, he ran up upon this man called Ittai. And this man, who had a history of being an enemy to God, decided to say something to the king. The more I think about it, I think about the Bible that teaches us that we were once enemy of the Almighty God. Isn't that true? In fact, turn with me in your Bibles. We can go to Romans, if you'd like. The book of Romans chapter 5. The book of Romans chapter what?
Five.
Chapter 5. And let's look at, it's there. Or Romans, yeah. Let's look at verse 10. Romans chapter 5 and verse what? Let's read that. Much more than, sorry, verse 10. For if when we were what? If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his what? Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his. In other words, we were once enemies of this amazing Father, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who we can see him clearly through his creation and through his redemptive work. This God considers his enemies, which is us. He considers us as a pursuit. Can I say pursuit again? As a pursuit. In other words, coming up in this world, we have no interest in God. We have interest in our own selves. Isn't that true? We have no desire for him. But thanks be to God that his character is one of a pursuing God. He pursues us even though he knows we are his enemies. What a God. He's a pursuing God, seeking to save us, seeking to do everything that he can do to make us see how much he loves us and the plan that he has for our future. Hallelujah. The more I think of Jesus, I think of someone who's ready at any time to become selfless so that I can have all that I would need to make it into the kingdom of God. And that means if it even means to give his only life to save me, he would do it, and that's exactly what he did. This man came from a family city, a nation that was at enmity with God, and yet still, at this point, Hittai was ready to join the kingdom of Israel. You know, the king was saying, you remember, save yourself, man. Why don't you save yourself? Go back into the kingdom. I mean, think about the little ones that are with you. Save them too. Turn around and go back into the world. And you know what? That's a message the enemy is sending out to those who love Jesus at all times. Why don't you turn back? In fact, it seems like you're going in that direction anyway. Keep going. What has God done for you lately? Turn back. It's a message of the enemy to somehow make it seem that because of the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis, the many challenges and the many trials and the hardship that we bear is as if your God does not exist. He's not there for you, nor your family. Why don't you just turn back or continue on the path away from God? The word today is never. Hallelujah. Amen. Never. Amen. We will never turn back to this world and the enemy of this, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must keep moving what? Forward. Despite the many challenges we might face, we must never, ever give up. Amen. Sure enough, when we come to Jesus, it's not like we're coming to a bed of roses. Sister Florence, where is she at? Sister Florence was baptized today. Well, guess what? It's not like she's going to live a life now of amazing peace, amazing prosperity, amazing ease. Are you with me? No trouble, no trial. My brother Kennedy, we know what it is, right? There will be trials. Some of the things you're going through now, you're going through then, but it's not that God does not exist and he doesn't know what you're going through. Never give up. Keep praying. Never give up. Do the things you know you ought to do. Because there is a God. Not only do we live with an enemy, but I want you to see that God is not only interested in helping us with our enemy and defeating our enemy, but God is interested in helping us to grow. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. Man, I really just love this story. I love this story because, skip with me. This is 2 Samuel chapter 15. This man who met David at the gate. Now look at the story in the next time we see his name in chapter 18. I want you to just read this with me. All right, go back to the text. Go back to the text. 2 Samuel chapter 18. Chapter 18, right? I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. And David numbered the people who were with him. And set what? Captains of thousands. And captains of what? Hundreds over them. Then David sent out 1/3 of the people under the hand of Joab. And 1/3 under the hand of Abishai. And 1/3 under the hand of Hittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I also will surely go out with you myself. I want to see what's happening. I mean, it's hard to tell how much time took place between the time when he met Ittai at the gate to this period in David's life where he's now assigning Ittai as a leader over a third. Think about that. What I see there is amazing growth. In other words, God is not just interested in changing us from being an enemy of him to now being a friend of his, but he's now interested in changing us to be warriors, to be strong, to be able with his power to conquer. Come on, y'all. From being someone he met at the gate to now being a general over the third of all the armies of Israel. Something took place in between. No wonder why those who, when they come to Jesus and he forgives them of all their sins and he put them in a right position with himself, and year after year goes by and you see growth. You see where people never knew what it is to serve the Lord. Now they're involved in his church and they're moving the gospel message forward and they're inviting people to come in. Growth. People who came to Jesus while they were so addicted with all kinds of stuff. But now, after being with Jesus, you see where growth has taken place. How they treat their wives is now far better than before. How they treat their children is so much with tender and love and kindness. How they treat their husbands is so full with love. Where did that all came from? It came from the power of God. When a person decides to begin a relationship with God and to stay in that relationship, regardless of whatever they might face in this life, something happens. Christianity is something that's real. It's not just something that is spoken of. It's a real life experience for those who choose to stick with Jesus through thin and through thick, through all of it. He proves himself to us when we do that. You see, Christianity is not just all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus and us together. This man was honored by David with this position because of what David saw through the years with Ittai. Whew. He began as an enemy of God. He's right now, while leading the army of God. And I want to close with this, because this man, I want us to see, all of that happened because of his loyalty to David. You know, it's. I want you to bear the weight that this man was carrying. Let's go back to the text there in 2 Samuel. But I want you to see the heavy burden that was upon him. All right? Are you there with me? Let's go back to chapter 15. And let's just look at the sheer burden that this man was carrying. He said in verse 21, but Hittai, when David told him to go back, to turn around, right? And David, notice what David said. David did something else, you know. David said, turn around, go back. Ready? Mercy and truth be with you. You hear that? It's as if David was saying, man, when you turn back, you're going to need mercy. Are you with me? Because he knows what's there, right? Anybody say mercy and truth be with you? I'm not going. But Ittai answered the king and said, I see something here that was just amazing. He said, As the Lord lives. Do you see that? As the Lord lives. It means that Ittai had a belief in David's God. Come on, y'all. He was serving David because he was serving God. This was an enemy of God once in his life. Come on, y'all. Now he's serving God by serving David. And David, he said, as the Lord lives, as Jehovah lives, and as, notice the Lord there, it's in what? Lowercase, do you notice that? It's trying to say, hey, listen, yeah, they did call the kings Lord, right? But the kings, they have the lower L's. There's only one being that have the what? Upper L. And that is who? The Lord in heaven. Hallelujah. He said, as the Lord lives, recognizing that this Gentile brother is now a God-fearing brother. His life has been totally changed. And now he's doing everything to move God's kingdom forward. And he says, as the Lord lives, and as my Lord the King lives, surely in whatever place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant should be. What a commitment. This man is saying, listen, I am not turning back to the world. No matter what the world can offer me, I rather, if I'm going to die, I rather die with you. Who? How many people here are willing to say, I'd rather die with the Lord? Are you with me? I don't want to die with the world. If I die with the world, that's it. There's no hope for that. But I'd rather die with who? If the Lord. Let me die with the Lord. Let me go to sleep with the Lord. So David said to Ittai, go and cross over. And then Ittai, the Gittite, and all his men, and all the loved ones who were with him, crossed over. I'm looking for the, oh yes, then Ittai, the Gittite, and all his men, and all the little ones. That's what I wanted to come back to. You see that? And all the little ones. That means his children were with him. And the children of those men were with him. And he was the leader right there. And he's saying, I am going with you, David. And if we all die together, it's all right. Because this battle is for the Lord. I tell you, I see a loyalty there. I just can see why David was so ready to say, Ittai, I want you as my general. I want you as one of my generals who will lead this battle forward. David saw something within this man that Jesus is looking for within his people. He's looking for a people who will not just live a Christian life by word. He's looking for a people who will live a Christian life by commitment. Amen. That's what he's searching for. And you know what Jesus said? I wonder if he was thinking about Ittai. When he said, if anybody would like to join me, Just know, I will never leave you, and I'll never what? I'll never forsake you. I'll always be with you. Jesus is saying, Itai, with me. You know, there's something I love about Jesus. I truly do. And that's one of the reasons I'm standing right here before you today. It's because I know his commitment to me. I know it. And I know I can trust his commitment to me. Whenever I do something wrong and he shares it with me, or my wife shares it with me, or my son may share it with me, or my church folk may share it with me, I'm prone to go to him and say, I'm sorry. And look at ways of addressing that for next time. You know why? I know his commitment of love for me. And I know he will. Do you know that's how committed Jesus is to all of us? That's why he strung out on the cross for us. It's because he wanted us to know that he's in it to win it. He's in it to have our backs. He's in it to do anything possible to make sure we all have access to eternal life. What a God. He's solidly loyal to us and faithful to us, even in our sinfulness. And he's trying to say, turn. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying, I remember speaking to someone, and they said to me, they said, Pastor, you know what? This thing happened. And you know what? I'm going to have to spend the time on the Sabbath to address this thing. And my thought was, give it a try. And just be faithful to God. And watch him clear up what you think is a problem. Do you know how many times I can share with you when professors came to me telling me that, hey, listen, if I don't go to that study group on Sabbath, I won't be able to pass that exam? Let's hear what they have to say now, because I didn't went to those meetings. Are you with me? It's amazing to see how the enemy will try all kinds of things to get us into all kinds of mess, and sometimes we jump there with him. And he's saying, I'm looking for loyalty. I'm giving you loyalty. I just need you to trust me. Just trust me. Try me. I will help you. What a God. That's the last word we ever heard in chapter 18, verse 2. About this man called Itai. Never heard about him again in scripture. Mentioned. And sure enough, me included, skip over him and zero in on David and forget this solid life of faith and loyalty in God. Itai. With me. With me. Are you with God? Are you with God? God is saying, I am with you. I am with you. Trust me. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, the image of the cross is so potent. To every seeker of the living God. Because it's there we see our Savior Jesus Christ giving his life so that Sean Harris and his friends might have access to eternity. In the name of Jesus, our loving Savior, we ask, Lord, that you bless us with your forgiveness. Father, you know the contents of every single heart that is listening to this sermon. And you know the changes that needs to be made. I ask in your own loving way that you will speak to each heart and just share with us how much you love us and the plans that you have for us. As you forgive, Father, I pray that you bless each and every person here with the power and the might of the Holy Spirit, so that we might grow, so that each and every day becomes a day where we seek through study, through prayer, through service. We seek, Father, to be people who reflect the character of Jesus. We're incapable. If left alone, we would do things that would bring dishonor to your name. And so I ask again in Jesus' name, bless us all with the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I know that you have one desire in your heart, and that is for everyone here and those watching to spend eternity with you. Your desire is to have all of us to be with you, to live with you, commune with you, without the presence of sin. And I just ask, Father, that you will bless us in a certain way with the power of the Holy Spirit to be loyal, to be truly committed to you, to not live a life on the fence where we come to church one day of the week and then dabble in the sinfulness of this life the rest of the 6 days ahead. May today be a difference, Father, for each and every one of us. Help us through thick and thin, through the struggles of this life, just like Daniel and his friends, to remain faithful and true to you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. And thank you, Father, for assuring us of the answer. As we pray this in Jesus' name, let the church of the living God say, amen and amen.